please come and lie on your back again. Have your legs long. Have your arms long. And yeah. Today you'll need a surface that you can sort of slide on. So if you do have a blanket or something, it would be great to lie on a blanket. Yeah. And if you're already on carpet, then that's great. And I remind everyone again, just see Tiffany joining. Hey there. So just to remind you all that you're always allowed, or not allowed, you are more than welcome to do very small movements, yeah. So don't feel that you're obliged to do big movements. And in doing the small movements, you actually become much more refined. Okay. So I'll continue to remind you. Yeah. So come and lie on your back. And just feel how you might have these bridges, let's say, over the floor. There are some places that are not in contact with the ground. And you can rest with both arms alongside you. Yeah, always being comfortable. So not forcing yourself to do anything that that gives you discomfort or pain. But a lot of the times when we start to take the time to notice ourselves, we realize that we just continue to do things that strain ourselves, and that we have choice around our habits. So, feel how much of your shoulders are resting on the ground. Do you feel your shoulder blades? Or maybe you don't feel your shoulders lying on the floor. That you sense them, but they're not in contact with the ground. Feeling how many ribs might be in contact with the floor. Noticing the breathing in the area of your chest. What are the directions that your chest would expand in? And is your breathing also inclusive of movements of your belly, the soft parts of your abdomen? How do you feel in your hip joints? Do your legs feel like they're free in the hip joints? Or not yet there? And where are you resting on your heels? Then please just slowly roll your head a little bit to one side and to the other. And if Tiffany, you could angle your camera so that I can see you, then I can just keep track, just to see if I can help you sometimes. Yeah. Great. So just leave your head in. Did you feel, was it easier to roll your head to the right, or was it easier to roll your head to the left? So just feeling that range of fluidity, of non-forcing. And then just rest your head and then bend your knees and stand your feet. And notice when you have your feet standing, how that changes the contact behind your back. And can you place your feet at a comfortable distance apart so that you're not holding in your thighs, in the adductors, on the inside thighs to keep your feet standing so that your knees feel supported over your feet. Yeah. And once you've found that place, then please interlace your fingers. So have your fingers interlaced and then place them on the floor above your head so that the hands just rest above your head and have and see where did you put them initially? Do you have the elbows already straight? Is that the most comfortable? Where would you rest your hands on the floor above your head so that it's comfortable? So try different positions so that you can give your nervous system, again, this buffet, this array of different places so that you feel that you can take a nap here. And if this lesson at any point irritates your shoulders, you can just either do the movement smaller or you can just take more frequent rests. So have the hands so not touching your head, somewhere above your head with some space between your head and your hands. And just notice, are your elbows on the floor? Or do you need to keep your elbows a bit lifted? And wherever you are, can you just slowly lift your right elbow a little bit away from the floor and then bring it back down? And do this in a very smooth way. So just bring your right elbow a little bit away from the floor and then bring it back down. So just the right elbow. Yeah. And make this movement smoother and smoother, maybe more pleasurable, lighter. And where do you feel? Which joints do you feel the movement in when you just bring your right elbow away from the floor? And if it's too much to have the hands resting on the floor, you might want to rest your interlaced hands on a cushion or a folded up towel that's a bit more elevated. So that's an option for those who have discomfort in the shoulders. And notice how you would crease in your right armpit, that there's movement in the right shoulder joint. And also observe, do you allow the right wrist to bend? So as you lift the right elbow, do your hands stay relatively still and quiet? Or do you somehow lock in your right elbow? Your right wrist, I mean. And so you actually move your hands as you lift the right elbow. Can you find some independence in the right wrist? So as you lift the right elbow away from the floor, you can allow the wrist to bend. And one more thing. Which direction are your palms facing? Are they facing up to the ceiling? Facing the crown of your head, or are they facing away? Maybe just try the different options to see if there's a better way to rest your hands on the floor, that you also have different options. And that depending on where your palms are facing, that affects how you feel in your shoulders. Yeah. Okay. So now let the right elbow go and then just lift the left elbow and see how is it to lift the left elbow away from the floor and then back. And go slow enough so you can find out. As you make the left elbow lighter, what becomes heavier behind you? Do you get heavier behind your left shoulder blade? Or is it somewhere on the left side of your chest that seems to sink towards the floor more? And is this the easier elbow to lift or not? So just the left elbow. Yeah, if this is irritating, see if you want to, if you can place your hands resting on a cushion or something above your head. Yeah. And then a few times, can you lift both elbows off the floor at the same time and then slowly bring them down? Yeah. And does it feel like the movement happens the same on both sides, both shoulder joints? Do you allow both wrists to bend? And as you lift the two elbows a bit away from the floor, just to where it's easy, then what happens to your chest or behind your chest towards the floor? The vertebrae of your spine? Does this affect your neck in any way? And how is your jaw, your tongue, your lips as you do this? So always making an easier, seeing if there are ways to make the movement easier, letting go of any unnecessary efforts. And you can make smaller movements, yeah, and then move into bigger movements once the smaller movements become clearer. And is there any connection to your breath? Do you exhale as the elbows come up? And then as you bring the elbows gently down again, do you inhale? Or do you do it the opposite way around? Just notice how you breathe with the movement of your elbows. Okay. And then let go of your hands and take a rest. You can have your legs long. Rest your hands alongside you and just see if something has changed in the way you sense yourself on the floor. Are your shoulder blades in a different position? Do you feel simply more relaxed? Or has this actually informed your breathing, changed the way that you can breathe? And of course, if you have glasses, then you can take your glasses off. Put them to the side. Yes. Then now, bend your knees, stand your feet again. Have your feet standing somewhere comfortable, supportive, and then interlace your fingers again and place them above your head. And have the elbows bent enough, yeah, so that they can rest either on the floor or close to the floor if you can't have the elbows resting. And like this, can you just keep the fingers interlaced? And now, with the gentlest movement, begin to slide your hands a bit to the right and then come back to where you started. So no pulling, no stretching. As we've discussed last time in our after-class discussion, it's not about stretching the muscle, but it's about seeing how you can coordinate the muscles in a way where you don't, where when the muscles contract on one side, you can release the muscles on the other side. So you have a coordinated movement that you're not fighting against yourself. So see how far to the right you can go easily without straining your shoulders. And can you keep your head still, more or less quiet in the center as you do this, sliding the two hands to the right. And what does this do to your elbows? And is the movement the same speed the whole way through, going and returning? Or do you accelerate in certain places? Can you make the whole movement of sliding the hands to the right very even? And then now, can you compare? What is it like to slide the hands to the left? How is it for you to slide the hands to the left? Noticing what you do with your jaw again, the mouth. And is this a movement that's just happening in your shoulder joints? Is this your shoulder blades moving at some point? So sliding the hands to the left and then feeling that change of direction to come back to the center with your hands. Then go from side to side and see, when you do this movement, is the chest somehow involved? And if you just think about the chest, the ribs on both sides, notice if they begin to participate, or that you feel that there's some movement in the chest that goes along with your hands sliding from side to side. And how do you make your hands light on the floor so that the hands are caressing, that the contact is more caressing rather than dragging on the floor? And dare to do smaller movements. You don't have to achieve anything. You don't have to arrive anywhere, but you want to make the movements of sliding the hands side to side nice and easy. Okay. And then let it go. Take a rest. Bring your arms down again slowly. Let your legs be long. And again, observe what's changed in the shoulders. So for some of you who might be new to Feldenkrais, we're really learning to find different ways, many, many ways of movement that can be pleasurable, that we can avoid certain strategies, ways of coordinating ourselves that actually bring us pain. So it's not about repeating and, you know, just biting the bullet and going through with the movements, but to always be in the place of questioning of, can I move in a way that it's very simple and pain-free? And a lot of the times it's a matter of allowing more of yourself to participate. That the shoulders are not alone, the hands are not alone, your neck is not alone. But you're improving the working relationship between all your different parts. So bend your knees again, stand your feet, interlace your fingers, and place them above your head on the floor again. Great. And make sure you're comfortable. Maybe you just want to turn, you want to roll over your hands a bit. Bringing the palm a bit higher to the ceiling, towards the ceiling, and then rolling over the hands to bring the palms towards your head. So you stay lying on your back, but you just roll your hands a little bit so that the palm will come towards to face the top of your head, and then face the ceiling away from the head, just to make this movement a bit easy. Yeah. Okay. So now, keep your palms facing whichever direction you find is most comfortable. Notice which surface of your hands you're resting on. And now, like this, can you keep your head always in the center of your arms, this hoop of your arms? And can you slide the hands and the back of your head to the right a bit and then come back? And it's enough to just do the beginning of the movement and then come back. So your hands would slide a bit to the right, and the back of your head would slide to the right. And I say the back of your head, the same point that you are resting on when your head is in the center, so that you're not rolling your head whatsoever, that your nose stays towards the ceiling, and you just want to slide the head and the hands to the right a bit, and then come back. And just notice in this small movement, what happens in your chest? So if you had a piece of string between your hands where the fingers are interlaced, you have a piece of string there connecting to the top of your head, the tension of the string would stay the same, that your head moves the same amount that your hands move to the right. And notice if that makes your chest bend, your spine bend to the right. And as you come back, then the spine becomes more a straight line again. And then with the same idea, can you slide your hands and your head to the left? And if you only manage a millimeter, then that's great. There's a lot to discover there. So your head does not turn, does not roll. So your nose will continue to look towards the ceiling, and you slide the back of your head and your hands to the left. And see, compare the degree of ease from one side to another. So slide your head and your hands right and left, keeping your head always in the center of your arms. Feel, what is the first thing that moves? Just beginning to slide your hands and your head in one direction. Is it your chest that begins to bend? Do you feel your spine bending in a way that when you slide the head and the hands to the right, that your chest moves to the left? So that the ribs on the right side, your whole right side, will get a little bit shorter as the left side gets longer. And go from side to side, feeling how you shorten one side and then you lengthen the other. Listening to the pelvis, if the pelvis moves at all, that's it. See if you can make it into one movement, sliding the head once to the left and then sliding the head and the hands to the right. So not pulling anything, just being nice and gentle so that the head always stays in the center. And what do you do in the chest, in the ribs? Feel the ribs on the sides. If someone were touching your ribs, what would they feel? Okay. And let that go. Take a rest. And just roll your head a bit from side to side. So bring your arms down, let your legs be long, and just sense, did that change the way your body contacts the floor? And is the neck a bit feeling a bit freer? And just rest your head and see what else you notice. Are your shoulders meeting the floor more? Is there a change in your breath? Bend your knees again, stand your feet. And interlace your fingers again and place them above your head. Have the elbows bent. There we go. And now keep your head in the center again. So keep your head still and just slide your hands a bit from side to side and see if that's different. Slide the hands from side to side, just like we did in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And see if that feels a bit easier. Or not yet. And then the next time that your hands are above your head, can you slide your head and your hands again to the right? So think about allowing your whole body to bend. So again, if you were to have any notion of your neck, allow the notion to be that your neck is your whole spine. So if you want your head to slide to the right, you can bend your whole spine, your whole torso to the right. So bring the head and the hands to the right and make that comfortable again. So the back of your head will slide on the floor. So the back of your head will slide on the floor to the right. That's it. That's it. And now just stay there somewhere to the right comfortably. Keep your head where it is. So your head will be bent to the right. Your right ear is somewhere closer to your right shoulder. And keeping your head where it is, can you slide your two hands a bit right and left? Mm-hmm. So keep your head where it is and slide your hands a bit right and left. And notice if this changes, which side is easier. And then now stay with your hands to the right. Keep your hands to the right, somewhere comfortable again. It doesn't have to be a lot. And now can you slide the back of your head a bit right and left? So your arms are bent to the right, just somewhere comfortable. Keep the hands where they are. Keep the hands, the arms where they are, and slide the head from side to side. But nice and easy, very gentle, to half of the movement, half of the size. And just feel that you can already sense your spine is moving. Your arms stay where they are. And you bring the right ear closer to the right shoulder or the right upper arm. Then the left ear goes closer in the direction of your left arm. Just doing the part which is easy. Not spooking your nervous system, not demanding yourself to go further than it's easy now. And perhaps your nervous system will release, be more willing to try something new. So now keep your head to the right somewhere. Your arms are also bent to the right. And now can you roll your head a bit from side to side? So you roll your head so your nose goes towards the right and you let the nose point towards the left. So your head is like a bowling ball or like a watermelon that's just rolling a bit from one side to the other. And what do you do with your eyes if you do anything with your eyes? Do they stay looking up to the ceiling? Do your eyes look in the direction that your head is rolling towards? Or do your eyes look in the opposite direction? How do the movements of the eyes affect the ease of the rolling of your head? And make this nice and easy. And the next time your face is looking to the right, your nose is pointing towards the right side, can you keep looking to the right side? And can you slide the back of your head towards your left arm, and then you slide your head in a way that your face comes closer to your right arm. So you keep looking to the right as your head slides from right to left. So keep looking to the right, that's it. So it's almost like you would move in the direction of smelling your right armpit and then bring the back of your head or somewhere there, back to the left arm, something like that. And feel how your chest moves. that your chest can move your spine. So the face goes forwards and backwards. So you keep looking to the right and you bring your nose towards the right arm, sliding the head from side to side. So not just lifting the chin and lowering, but sliding, bring the whole head towards your face, towards the right arm or your right elbow, you can think. So slide the head on the floor. Slide the head. That's it. And it can be small, but that you're not just you're moving something in the chest as you slide the head. Okay. And then come rest. Let your legs be long again. So every time you rest, you disentangle your hands. Slowly let them come down. And feel what that's done again to your shoulders. Has this even affected your lower back, your legs? What do you notice as being different? And roll your head a little bit from one side to another. And feel, to which side did you roll your head to first? Was it to the right? To the left? Is there a difference? Is there one side that feels more familiar, a bit more accessible? Okay, and then just rest. If you need to bend your knees, stand your feet, do that. And can everyone, I don't know if I've done this with you before, but can you use the thumb and index finger of your dominant hand, your usual hand, can you, without looking at your dominant hand, can you create a distance between your thumb and your index finger to express what small is? If you were to tell someone just a little bit, just small, a small amount, how much would that be in the distance between your thumb and your index finger? And once, and without touching, yeah, what is small in your sensation? And when you have that, can you bring it up to your face? And can you show yourself what small means? How small looks like? And can you even do the half of that and tell yourself that you can actually move that amount? That's what moving small can mean. Yeah. So now come back with your feet standing. Have your fingers interlaced. Place them above your head. Okay, and just to start, can you slide your hands a little bit from one side to another and see what's the difference? Is it sliding easier to the right, easier to the left? Does it have anything to do with the movements we did just now, bent up to the right? So now slide your head and your hands to the left. Keep looking towards the ceiling and slide your hands and your head to the left. And then come back. And maybe start with a small movement. Remember what you showed yourself. How can you just do that movement to the left and then come back? And what do you feel already there? So remember that distance between your thumb and your index finger. Can you do just that amount? So you're not straining your lower back. Feel, are you doing something extra with your lower back? Are you trying to press certain things onto the floor? Can you just let yourself be? Be very gentle, even kind to yourself, so that you might be able to allow some more joints to help you with your intention of sliding your head and your hands to the left. And see, as you're doing this, what is the first thing that moves in that small amount? Is it your neck that automatically bends? Do you just hold your breath first? Do you tense in your fingers? Or do you feel something in the waist shortening on the left side? Do your hips, is there any movement in your hips? And maybe you can find different ways of initiating this movement of sliding the head and the hands to the left. Okay. Bring your hands apart and just rest for a second. You can rest with your feet standing or your legs long, however you wish. And see, how was that to just do that little bit? And when you allow yourself to do that little bit, was it easier to actually sense exactly what you were doing and to notice if there were any unnecessary efforts that you normally do not feel because you have been using a lot of power and that that amplified amount of power somehow diminishes your ability to pay attention to yourself. So bend your knees again, stand your feet, and can you interlace your hands the other way, the unhabitual way, the non-habitual way? So if you had the right thumb in front, now switch the thumb so that the left thumb would be on top. So interlace your fingers the non-habitual way, and just get used to the weirdness of that. And then place the hands above your head, on the floor, and just slide your head and your hands comfortably to the left and stay bent to the left. Yeah. And once you're there, can you just roll your head a little bit from side to side? So your head, your hands are to the left, and you keep your arms where they are. So the arms are to the left. The hands slide to the left. So you're bent up to the left. Mm-hmm. And then there, keep your arms where they are and just roll your head a little bit from side to side. And you can do this with your eyes open or eyes closed. But see, what stops you from rolling the head a bit easier and further? Yeah. Is there any movement in the chest as you do this, rolling your head from one side to another? And then keep your head, keep the face towards the ceiling, and can you slide the back of your head from right to left? And again, easy, perhaps even going that very small part, a pinch of salt. Yeah. And notice, where do you feel movement? Is it just in the neck? Can it be in the chest? Yeah. What can rest as you're doing this movement, sliding your head from side to side? Feel along your whole lower back to your pelvis. Is there any change of weight? And then keep your head in the center, and the next time you slide your head to the left, can you slide your hands to the right so that your head and your hands move in the opposite direction? And when you slide the head to the left, can you To the right, can you slide your hands to the left? And continue doing this so that the head and the hands will slide in opposite directions. So when the hands go right, the back of your head will go slide to the left. As your hands slide to the left, your head will go to the right. And make this nice and easy. And feel your whole self. Feel the 2 feet on the floor. Does your pelvis swivel? How do you feel your waist? Very nice. And not striving in your tongue or your jaw. Just let whatever can rest to rest. And no matter if you're doing a big movement or a very fine, small, microscopic movement, they can all be soft and elegant. Yeah. And since we're all a bit more advanced, can you continue sliding your hands and your head in opposite directions, but can you turn the head each time to look at the elbow that is coming close to you? Yeah. So you're doing a combination of sliding the hands, sliding the head, and also turning the head or rolling the head. Mm-hmm. And make this nice and comfortable. And if it helps to think that your chest is made of jelly, you can use that image so that you can be soft throughout your whole self. Yeah. And then try, can you look at the elbow which is going away from you so that the back of your head comes to meet the elbow which is coming towards you? So your hands and your head continue to slide in opposite directions, but you look at the elbow which is moving away from you. So you roll your head to look at the elbow which is moving away from you. That's it. So the back of your head will come into the elbow which is coming towards your head. That's it. Remember to rest whenever you need to, but otherwise just have fun exploring this. I think the back of your head will go towards the elbow which is coming towards you. Nice. Let the head roll, let the face turn, going from side to side. Nice, nice and gentle. Sliding the back of the head to the elbow coming towards you and looking at the elbow which is leaving you. Okay. And then rest. Let everything go. Yeah. Sense your contact with the floor. How are your arms? Are they longer? Yeah, Vanessa, it's good. And maybe you can take advantage of the rug next to you so that you can slide better if it gets sticky on the yoga mat. Yeah, how is it to roll your head again from side to side? How are your shoulders? And now bend your knees and stand your feet and interlace your fingers in whichever way is comfortable, and then place them above your head on the floor again and just simply slide your hands from side to side now to test that out. How is it to keep your head still and then slide your hands from side to side? Have your elbows bent comfortably so your hands are not, your arms are not straight. Yeah, and just see, how is it to slide your hands from right to left? Okay, so keep your hands up there, and can you let your knees open to the sides and place the soles of your feet together. So now you have 2 hoops, the hoop of your arms, the hoop of your legs, And remember to take rests whenever you need to. And now can you begin to keeping the soles of the feet together? Can you slide your feet to the right a little bit and then come back? And see how you can mobilize your whole village of the vertebrae of your spine, your chest, so that you can slide just a little bit with your right foot to the feet to the right, so that the left foot pushes the right foot a bit to help it slide to the right and then come back to the center. Feel what happens to your chest. Does your chest actually shift to the left and you get longer on your left side, and then it will become easier to slide the feet to the right? And then slide both feet to the left. Maybe it's easier for you to slide the feet to the left. And then if you're bare, you're not wearing socks and it's a bit sticky, you can get a lot out of just feeling a nudge of your feet to the right and to the left. So go in both directions now, sliding both feet, that's it. And let your belly be soft. Does it help to hold your belly tight, or can your abdomen be soft? Yeah. And you do this as an excuse to just sense what is going on in your ribs, your neck, your armpits. And is this beginning to somehow invite your elbows along? Feel the jaw. So the fingers are still interlaced. The hands are still interlaced. Yeah. Okay. And then let that go. Rest again. Yeah. So remember when I told you about my Feldenkrais practitioner in Stockholm, how she said every lesson is a voice lesson, every lesson is a breathing lesson. Did just sliding your hands, your feet, did that change the way you breathe? So let's see what more there is to do with our feet and maybe our hands together. So bring your feet together, have your knees open to this, bent and out to the sides. So the soles of the feet are touching. Interlace your fingers the other way. Again, the unhabitual way. Place them above your head. Great. So now, at the same time, can you slide both feet to the right and slide your hands at the same time to the right? So your feet and your hands slide to the right and then come back. And do this a few times and see, do they really start at the same time? And what are rules that you consider to be rules? Are you not allowed to arch your back? Are you allowed to arch your back? Can you try different things so that it becomes really easy to slide your hands and your feet to the right, and go slow. Don't use momentum to swing. Yeah. And you'll find that perhaps the movement happens in sequences. Maybe your center moves first before your hands and your feet can slide, and feel how the right elbow and the right knee, they come closer together. And then slide your feet and your hands at the same time to the left. So you always go to the left, to one side, and then you come back to the center. And think about what's happening along the ribs on the right side, the feet and the hands. A small movement is okay. It's excellent. Yeah. It's more about feeling. And go a little bit from side to side. The hands and the feet slide to the right. And then you come back to the center and you slide your feet to the left. And if you've been going very, very, very slow, then try to make the movement a little bit faster. And if you've been zooming from side to side, then maybe you want to try the snail's pace. Yeah. And what have you been doing with your head? Have you been sliding the back of your head? Have you been rolling your head only? Or have you kept your head still? So don't tire yourself out. Rather do smaller movements so that you can continue to refine and find out, oh, this place can move. Oh, I don't need to be efforting here. That's it. So the feet and the hands will slide from one side to the other. Yeah. And let the feel what you're doing with your abdomen. Are you keeping it tight? Can it be loose? Which ribs are bending and which ribs are opening? Okay. And disentangle, let everything go, take another rest. Roll your head a bit from side to side. So your head can roll from one side to another and see, are you rolling a bit easier, maybe a bit further even? And then just rest your head in the center. Feel your breathing. So it's really the attempt again. You can think of this being we're at a playground, a learning playground. And just the attempt, the try, you're inviting your nervous system to experience something new. And you don't need to succeed in the way you think you need to succeed. Just try, yeah? So have your knees bent again, feet, the soles of the feet together, so the knees are open to the sides. Interlace your fingers in whichever way you want, and then place them above your head. And just think for a moment. You're going to slide your hands and your feet in the opposite direction. And then, once you've thought that for a bit, then begin exploring that movement, being very open to mistakes. So, how would you slide your feet one way and then your hands the other way? How would you organize yourself in your trunk? And maybe it would be very helpful to just pay attention to which places you push into the floor or that you lean into the floor behind you. So, your feet go one way and your hands go in the other way. That's it. And if that's not clear, then you can shift just your feet first in one direction, and then keep your feet there, and then slide your hands in the other direction. You can just break it apart. That's also another learning strategy. Letting the neck be soft, no struggling. Yeah, that's it. Awesome. And as you do this, can you be sensitive with the soles of your feet so that you feel the feet are making this really delicate contact with each other? That your feet are feeling each other. Okay. And then let that go again. Take a rest. We're going to come back to this, but just rest. Let your sensation refresh. So can you just think about the movement? Imagine it. Move in your mind. Maybe you create a movie of yourself doing the movement again, sliding your hands one way, your feet the other way. And as you're just thinking about it or sensing this movement without doing it, are you breathing? How do you breathe as you see yourself doing the movement again? And in this mental not playback, but you know, as you're seeing yourself doing this movement or sensing yourself doing this movement, are you rolling your head as you do, as you slide the hands one way and the feet the other way? Or do you see yourself with your head still? Or is your head sliding? The back of your head, is it sliding from side to side? Or are you doing a combination of sliding the head and rolling? Okay. So bend your knees again and have the soles of the feet together. So the knees are open to the sides. Have your hands interlaced. Place them above your head on the floor. And go back to sliding the hands one way to one direction and your feet in the opposite direction. And just notice what you're doing with the head. What's the easiest way to do this movement? Trying different things. Is it easier to... You don't need to come to the right answer at first. And you allow the movement to perhaps be a bit messier. Yeah. Finding your own timing, your own tempo, speed to do this. And maybe let's simplify it a bit more. Can you keep your head in the center of your arms and slide your arms and your head to the right and slide your feet to the left? And then you slide your head and arms to the left as you slide the feet to the right. So you always bring your head with the arms. That's it. And see how that is. Feeling how the chest adapts. Great. And then, can you try to keep your head in the center and your head doesn't move so much as you slide the feet one way and then your hands the other way? Nice. So that you, can you have a constant movement of the feet so you're not just flying to the right and then flying to the left, but that you feel a soft, your feet are making this arc over the floor. And now, take a pause in the center and then think that you want to bring the head towards the knee, which is coming up towards you, so that when your feet slide to the left, your head also slides to the left, and then your arms would be sliding to the right. And as your feet slide to the right, your head goes to the right as well, but you slide the hands to the left. And see, maybe is that making more sense? And then just do the movement however you feel is most comfortable for you right now. Great. Letting the chest be involved, the spine can bend. Feel your knees moving in the air. So make it one movement, one smooth movement. So how do you shift from one side and change the direction to go to the other? So this is definitely core management. Yes, we would benefit from a strong core, but what if we have a very articulate, sensitive, sensible core? Great. Let everything go and rest again. And And just roll your head a bit from side to side. Okay. And then let that go. Just feel your contact with the floor. How are the spaces underneath you? Are they becoming lesser? And just bend your knees again. Stand your feet and interlace your fingers, place them above your head, and simply keeping your head quiet, can you slide your hands from one side to the other? And just sense how this is now after all these movements. How easy can you slide the hands right and left? Do you feel that there's more even participation of the chest? And do your arms come closer to your ears? Okay. And then let it all go. And when you're ready, you can take your time. When you're ready, slowly roll through one side and just come to sitting first, see how you sit. So roll through one side to come to sit. Yeah, and just see how is it back and sitting, if it's a bit easier than before. How's your chest, your neck, your shoulders? And then when you're ready, come to stand. See, how does it feel back in standing? Is there, what differences do you notice? Are you standing more solidly, more balanced? And is balance this like concrete feeling, or is balance this dance of adjustments, of shifts? Just take a walk around, feel how you are. Are you feeling heavier or lighter? Yeah. How is your neck? How are your hips? And do you somehow relate to the floor differently through your feet? And just take a few minutes walking, maybe even sitting if you're mostly in front of the computer, and just see, where do you feel like going with this sensation? What would you feel like doing? How does it feel to revisit some of the familiar things that you do in life? Or are you propelled, inspired to try something new? How are the arms? How would the arms move? And has this somehow changed the way that you see? Did that you relate to the environment. So now when I say neck, when I say shoulders, when I say stability, does that have a new definition in your experience, your sensations? So let's take a few minutes and then we can meet for a chat for those who'd like to stay. Yeah, so see you soon.